Educator Mary McLeod will soon become the first Black American honored in human capital. Good evening, Bob. How are you? Hi, Rhea. Hi, Jill.
Hi. Hello. Oh.
Hello, Herrick Park.
There's him.
Good morning. Can you hear us?
Yep.
Yes, we can.
Perfect.
Do we have an owl?
The owl is facing Robin.
Look at you, Kristen. You can do it.
Do I need to do anything else? I thought it automatically. We're all good?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't. I only see you. I would have expected to see if somebody else is talking. Somebody else talk.
Is it on?
I don't know. I thought the owl would automatically turn on, right, Em?
Yeah, there is.
Jim.
Hey, Jim, Alex.
Is there a button as well?
An absolutely full board.
Is there something we have to press on the owl itself?
This is going over to here.
It was working
Maybe.
Earlier.
So the owl's probably was it Wi-Fi? So you need to be connecting to
it. It was the owl's, Jim, the you owl's said it was working good. Earlier, right?
Hmm. I don't know.
No.
You could always just go and see.
I'm good.
Thank you, sir.
Would it be better if I shared the screen maybe so you guys could see everybody? Just tilt, turn it? Or they could all huddle behind me? I don't.
The other thing you can do is just put it at one end of the table.
That might be.
Put on top of the projector.
Would that get too hot though?
There's no vents on the top of that, so I think we're safe.
Okay. Okay, Jim, we'll try not to catch this on fire. Bear, kind of see everybody a little bit.
Yeah, well, because I see Bob, Kristen, Ross, and is that Charlie off to the left?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a full boat.
So we're missing Alex and Mather?
No, Alex and Mather
is right there. Hi, Alex.
So when we want to talk, we just need to lean in.
Okay. We also have Superintendent Hecht. Thank you for joining us. Is Mather there with you or is he the one?
Yes. I'm here.
Oh, you are. Oh, there you go.
You made it.
The whole leaning in thing. Got it. Well, then it being 7:15 and we have everyone, I will get this meeting started. Let me share my screen, which is probably easier for everybody else to see, but just as this is our agenda for the evening, public participation, is there anyone in the room or on the call who would like to say anything that is not on our agenda? Hearing none, I would throw it out to the board members who, if anybody has any comments on anything that they heard going during the referendum. Ross, I know you are there the whole day, but I didn't know if anybody else had heard anything.
I was gonna say, I just heard the same things I did every, you know, the last several times. It's basically people don't, you know, the people who said, see in 2 weeks, there were the, we don't want any taxes, I can't afford to live here. And you'll never get people who say, thank you for taxing me. So as far as the people who, you know, like the ballot, yeah, you never hear anything. You know, the vote route, the budget rather. The only other thing that there are a couple of people who found the, still had trouble reading the summary and figuring out what had changed and what didn't. And I know there's one fellow who had some vision problems. The type is a little bit on the small side for some people.
you know, on the summary page. So I think that might be, you know, something we could think about is getting that down to some more of a bullet points and maybe a slightly larger font on the first couple of pages. But nothing else other than that.
Okay.
Ross, which page are you talking about as far as the summary page?
I'm sorry, Joe.
Which page are you talking about as far as the summary page so that I can...
Yeah, the summary page, it's right inside the cover. They didn't quite get, looking at the numbers, what they were supposed to be understanding from it. And then the next page where we had the statement from the Board of Finance, it just is a big pile of words. You know, and there were some thoughts that maybe, you know, larger font might help and maybe bullet points.
Okay, just trying to understand so that I can try to make those things, and I understand the scene.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right, I'll see what I can do for next year.
Yeah, and then just the only other thing I thought of was, well, actually one person who just had not followed any of the process and didn't understand what he was coming in to vote for, and I took him outside after. I said, let me go and take off my registrar hat and I'll put on my Board of Finance hat and you can walk outside beyond the 75-foot line and I will have a conversation with you. And so I just explained to him just in general what was going on. And I said, they wanted to know how he should vote. And I said, that I cannot help you with. I can tell you my opinions. I can tell you what I think and then you should go and check on them and find out, am I telling you the truth? Is it BS or do you just think differently? And he gave up at that point and left because he felt he wasn't informed enough to vote.
No.
Was he resident, Gina? No, he's a long-time resident in the town. He said he'd never voted on a budget referendum, but he's happy to hear a lot about this one and decided to show up and then wasn't sure what to do. And they said, well, to really get it, you got to come to a few meetings, you know, the Board of Finance and or Board of Education or Board of Selectmen as they're developing the budget and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
As they said, they all have public comment and we're glad to get it. So whatever.
The only other piece of feedback that I got is somebody had suggested it, you know, if there was just a simple flyer that was mailed out to everyone or made available to everyone, that it was, you know, just the highlights of what it was. So I know we've talked about that as a suggestion, and it hasn't gone anywhere.
Oh, and that reminded me too, there was one other comment about from a couple of people about wanting to see, instead of the total that we had deducted as of this particular iteration, they wanted to see progressively how much was cut each, you know, with each iteration. So okay. Instead of just, I think it was the 212,000, they would like to see how was that broken down by each, you know, go around. So whether we do it or not, I don't know whether we, you know, whether we want to do it or not. I'm just bringing that up as that was a comment from, you know, two or three people.
Well, if anybody hears anything else, especially with the budget document, you know, every year we can make it a little bit better, hopefully. So.
And some of the stuff is you just hear from one or two people. So some of it, I don't think is that critical that you act on immediately. You just wait and see if it keeps coming up again as a theme because it's not just one or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm thinking more of the stuff that's around the visual presentation, helping people focus on the key points. You know, that's what I'd say we ought to work on.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Then let's go on to the business at hand. Really, the only thing we need to do is item A, setting the mill rate for fiscal year 2023. As everybody knows that the budget passed and that the expenditures that we had the mill rate associated to raise the revenues to satisfy those expenditures was 39.99. Yes, Bob.
Do we want to hear what Jill might have to say, if there's any other revenues that might be, we might want to take into consideration before we set the mill rate?
We can. Jill, are there any other revenues that we need to consider?
Not that I'm aware of. I have not received anything other than what we already know.
I was mentioning to the board members here that, you know, given the action of the Fed and what we're anticipating, you know, we could consider, you know, moving the interest income up a bit, but it's still a little bit too unsure at this point. We don't know what it's going to be yet. So,
and I just say the other thing too that we, you know, thinking about as well is the interest rate's a little bit unsure, but also on the expense side, what might come up, you know, with the town having cut a fair amount of work, you know, the highway maintenance, you know, money, that if we did get a little more money in interest than, you know, anticipated, that could offset if we get more snow than is anticipated.
Mm-hmm. I would also throw in there that we've had a few extra referendums that were not necessarily budgeted for. So, you know, there's some expenses right there that we will be a little short on.
Well, I hate to throw in the doom and gloom, but we also just hit a 9.1 inflation increase today, which is the highest in 40 years. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough year.
You just need to remember, though, that even if we get extra revenue, our expenditure number is our expenditure number, and we cannot go above that. It is what it is. Unless you go to town meeting with a emergency or, you know, a disaster or something like that, what we can spend is set in stone.
But so, as you said, there are exceptions to that, you know, and not the least of which would be an overrun in special ed, which we've dealt with.
Yeah. Well, that's a law. That's a law. So it doesn't matter if we would have to provide extra money if there were special ed needs. Absolutely. It's the law. We don't have a choice. Yes.
So given that there are no other known revenues that we can recognize at this point, I think the revenues that we knew about are what they are. And I guess I would be looking for a motion for mill rate.
I'll make a motion to set the mill rate at 39.99.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Mill rate of 39.99.
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
I did. Bob.
Bob.
Unless it was a tie, I didn't hear. Now we do.
Hearing no discussion, any other comments? Otherwise, I will take this to a vote. And I'm going to do it by roll call because I can't really see all of you guys, so I apologize. Kristen?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Alex?
Aye.
Mather?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
And me. I got everybody, right? Aye, yes. So that passes unanimously. We have set the mill rate for 39.99. Jill, do you need me to email anybody that, or can you take care of it?
Nope, I've already written the letter. And so I will send it out to the tax collector and the assessor tonight, actually. I'll have it done, sent to them. So you're all set as far as what you have to do for this.
Fantastic. Okay. Then the other item on here that we do need to talk about is an additional meeting date. What we, both the Board of Education and the Board of Selectmen at this point need to go back and say, okay, given the reductions that have been made to their budgets, what does that actually mean is being cut? Jill needs that information because she needs to file the final budget with the state and put it up on the website and a whole bunch of other stuff. So that is something that needs to happen quickly. And traditionally, the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education then present to the Board of Finance, here's what the reductions are. At our last meeting, we talked about doing this on July 27th, which is a Wednesday at 7:15. I do know that it is the summer and people are trying to do vacations, but I wanted to put it out there. Do we want to do that or do we want to try to do it at our first meeting in September? Bob Monroe.
I would suggest September because whatever either of those boards say, there's nothing that we're going to do about it. And whether or not they even comply is another thing altogether. I think that traditionally the Board of Selectmen has given us some indication of what they've done, but the Board of Education literally is not. So I don't really see the sense in having a meeting to discuss that. It's not going to be material to us in any regard.
Other people's feelings? My thought was if they were going to, if they needed to provide the information to Jill, why not do it all in one, you know, one point? Have both of the selectmen and the education present to Jill and all of us at the same time. But I'm flexible on that.
Emily?
Yes. Is that Superintendent Hecht?
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, going back to Bob's point, past practice, with the exception of last year, was to do it at the September meeting. I would also add that although the Board of Education is going to meet tomorrow and take action, how do I want to say this? So, and then we're going to give the information to Jill. That remains the information because that's the budget. But we're still in flux. We are still hiring. We still have people leaving. I just took a call before I got on the phone, a reference call. So we still have a lot of balls in the air. The number's going to be what the number's going to be, but there's just changes afoot.
So that
I would really like to take a vacation. I'm just going to put it out there.
So are we saying September? Is that just to clarify, September, Kristen?
Yes, please. I mean, we're like I said, the Board of Ed is going to take action tomorrow and they're going to make the cuts and they give Jill the information she needs to be able to put the budget out. You know, I can tell you that there's probably going to be changes that I'm still going to share with you that are still afoot come September.
So if we look at our calendar of meetings, which I do not have in front of me, but I think is the 20, what do we have for September 15th? Is that our September meeting?
Yes. September 15th.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Is the rest of the board okay with waiting till September to get all of the reductions verbalized to us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. I'm going to have a major project meeting happening on the 15th. So the 15th is tough for me, I guess, if I had to come. It's going to be tight. I would request that the board move it 1 week, if possible, the next Wednesday.
Well, the September 15th is our regular meeting. So that is our standard monthly meeting date and time, the third Thursday of the month. So that would not be a special meeting. So
it will be a long meeting because we probably have 7 or 8 meeting minutes right. To approve. Yeah, yeah. It will be a long meeting.
Bring a pillow that night.
So, yeah, because we delayed the meeting minutes from many of our well, the last time we met, we pretty much ditched them to put at the next meeting. Yep. So if everybody is fine with not doing a July meeting, then our next regular meeting will be September 15th at 7:15 at Town Hall, hybrid. And we will do all of the meeting minutes. So what would be helpful is if everybody went through the meeting minutes prior, and so that we can get through the read and corrections of them quickly. And then we can go through the reductions from the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education budgets, and then do our regular.
So here's the challenge I see with the minutes. I'm going to read them all now before I forget, so I can make my thoughts about them, and I'll forget about them by the time we. They're already out.
I can send them to everyone again if you'd like.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. You can make notes, I guess.
You know me, I take notes, and then maybe remind yourself. No, I mean, I agree. I've read them once, and I honestly would have to go back and reread them again, because that was then, and that's gone. So, okay. So I think we're agreed. We have no July meeting. The Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education will get the information that they need to get to Jill so that she can do her thing. And that we as a board will meet again in September.
That's cool. Okay. So no meeting in July.
No.
And we don't meet in August.
We don't need to make a motion, do we, to cancel that meeting? We're just gonna...
No, it was a tentative anyway.
Okay, cool.
I'll just let Kathy know that we won't be using that the town hall.
I think we need it.
I know. Well, then I will say thank you to all members of the Board of Finance, to the members of the Board of Selectmen, to the members of the Board of Education. We have a budget. We have a mill rate. We're done for, you know, the hard part for this year. I just want to thank everybody for the hours upon hours that you have spent working on this, talking about this, fretting about this, and I truly appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you, Emily. And to everybody else, thank you, Jim, Jill, and all the other board members. So we're all in it together.
Is there anything else from Herrick Park that you guys would like to share?
I hope that Kristen Peck gets a chance to relax a little bit in the next month and a half. Ditto.
Take a nice vacation.
She does too. Thanks, gang.
Enjoy. Okay. Then I think this meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Enjoy the concert right. On the green.
Have a nice summer.
I'm fine. Oh, thank you. I didn't even realize they were there. I'm all set. Oh, thank you, Alex. No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.